and even the tiniest appreciation could mean a lot to a devotion that would otherwise degenerate. And even in the most captivating circumstance, there will be always something to explore if we dare to. And our exodus may only transit through different cultural identity and can only really comfort within a non-identity. And most modern creation present themselves as complete, but by being technically simulated, they lack the ultimate meaning. And even if reduced and abused, we are always to find a site for natural restoration. And a common path is always to be found, yet all should be convinced to pursue it consistently and without individual dispersion. And we lose what could have been achieved within our premises by adopting that of others. And a society allows our individual willing to be formed, there's never a communal agreement at the lower level, and we socially enroll in looted of a high freedom of choices, which actually represses our intuitive freedom. And once the natural living is interrupted, are we able to readapt back to it, or do we need to start from scratch? And even though the swapping of realities can be drastic, it is worth it for the sake of complete perspectives. And we shall avoid the altering addiction of the artificial medium and temper ourselves of the rhythm of the natural one. And we shall definitely go in depth with our investigation, yet allow them to breathe over time and get nourished to real life. And the establishment of a technical infrastructure is not worth but in a temporary way to facilitate its inevitable replacement. And even in the most sheltered comfort, there will always be something to torment a nature that needs a balance. And we shall be able to forge an existential scheme to be able to know how to react and benefit to the various circumstances. And together with our patient labor, we shall not be impatient to receive accreditation and thus damage it. Respect and sensibility are regained by pairing up with the slow hardship of the natural processes. A non-obtrusive endurance that may come from within or around us is the key for a pure beauty. Getting rid of all the perversions detained in our spirit by sobering ourselves through enlightening existence. And we are soon to cheese our appreciation towards a static outcome unless its process is recognizable and we are still able to read it. And as our existence may lack a major task to fill our spirit, we refill it with an hedonistic fetishism. And the anxiety pervading our spirit is just another sign of insecurity now that our intuition has been dismissed for the sake of social security. And peacefulness is a state that only a constant labor can maintain and two or less production can erode. And intuitively seek those activities that most fortify you and repeat them to achieve an innoticeable perfection? And how long are we to dare within the environment of technical man that only executes if they're told to? And the more consistently we try to observe human nature, the more we get exposed to its threats. And the more we speed on our way, the more we are to wash away the nourishing or poisoning meanings that we are to collect from it. And what does interrupt the continuation of our natural instinct, but the interruptions of a society demanding our availability, and people strive to be king of their own world, yet the meaning of their existence can be only immortalized by a gentle poetic. Any materialistic relation is soon abrupted, yet an immaterial one is transcended and can never cease to exist. And we may mistake the fatigue of a spiritual existence with the unkept lavishness of a meaningless one. And we are either to transmit our existential meanings or leave them indelible and thus accomplish our human duty. And paradoxically, the communal unity can be only achieved by sacrificing one or the other social ambitions. And the meaning we can make out of our professionalism can only be kept within it and only until it expires. And a society requires us to determine an output, we are no longer to investigate, but only to follow set procedures. And the mother nature we love has to be betrayed to catch up with a career that always demands novelty. And we shall follow the flow according to the amplification of the medium, and we shall repent if we try to resist. And after our spiritual incubation, we shall go out and physically disseminate a message that would otherwise turn acid. And even if stimuluses may come naturally, we are forced to extend our ray over the social wall of indifference around us. And we shall try to envision the many directions that the medium lies in front of us as a one direction, only swapping through many different domains. And the many obstacles can be avoided by running a different way, yet they are always to come back to us, and we might be too tired to face them. Executing the principle of our original scheme, and thus have no time to look back and question it. And we shall have a direct understanding of the medium and stretch it to the extreme to fully pioneer its potential. And we are to try to maintain the conventions developed within ourselves and only pretentiously follow the ones dictated by society. And certain rare element can only be captured by whom does not follow the social conventions and does enjoy a unique perspective. And the bureaucratic inflexibility is not to make any compromise with the reasoning of humans that have to cut with their emotions. And we are to play tough with society in order to advance and temporarily secure a position to guarantee our survival. And simply lay out your demands and wait until they are understood, and then, for a time, you'll have a way to walk on. and plan to take advantage of all circumstances, even when others are obviously taking advantage of you. And real satisfaction is the realization of a work that progressively takes shape through your constant doing. It's really the struggle to communicate our passion that in the end determines the response of the social surrounding. And if another has a vivid interest for us, he or she is definitely contemplating a direct advantage. And always in the repercussion of an old road, we're always to surprise ourselves with new novelty. And the most satisfaction comes by taking care of an organism and see its progressive maturation. And we shall not wait in vain for a main inspiration, but set a production system where inspirations comes rolling of their own. And while our spirit would much gain out of our experiential approach, our social status would gain nothing. And are we really looking for a spectacular sensation or a formative undertaking which takes time to absorb yet remains? And everyone build on their fetishism, slowly betraying their nature, which could regrow if only cultivated. And we shall prevent from sharing the preciousness of our treasure, but only with a few encounters where a passion for communication arises.